ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the alleged Australian drug smugglers John and Yvette Nikolic have made a brief appearance in Fiji court yesterday. The prosecution told the court that they're going to consolidate the charges against the couple by the end of the month. The pair is accused of transporting cocaine, ecstasy, money and weapons on their yacht. The seizure in Fiji is one of several in the Pacific in recent weeks, and international drug experts say it's a sign of increasing levels of smuggling in the region, as Bill Bainbridge reports.
Prosecutors say when they raided the yacht belonging to the former horse trainer and his wife last month, they found 15 kilograms of cocaine as well as ecstasy tablets with an estimated value of $20 to $30 million, $30,000 in undeclared currency, guns and ammunition on board. Philippe Nicasso is covering the case for the Fiji Broadcasting Corporation.
They both appeared and the state prosecution had informed the court that by the 31st or the end of this month, he will be consolidating both the charges of John and Yvette.
John Nikolic spent 2 weeks in hospital after allegedly drinking a cocktail of methamphetamine and liquid cocaine moments before he was arrested. Philippe Nicasso says neither of the Nikolics applied for bail and both appeared relaxed.
I mean, I saw Yvette smile at people who are around the courtroom. Even waved to a kid that was crying. So they both seemed quite relaxed. Even John, it just seemed like nothing had happened.
Taoshi Kwong, Associate Drug Control Officer at the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, says this seizure, along with another one in early July and a 58-kilogram haul of cocaine in Tonga, shows that drug trafficking is increasing both in and through the Pacific.
The recent seizures of cocaine in Fiji only represents a small portion of the drug that is transited through the Pacific. They're also massive methamphetamine from the Mekong region all the way through Pacific and to its destination countries as well.
He says the Pacific is a magnet for international drug smugglers because of its weak law enforcement.
Those countries are used as a transit countries. They're taking the advantage of their geographic locations that is very convenient to reach the destination country like Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines. And they're taking advantage of its weak law enforcement capacity over there. UNODC is now helping those countries in the Pacific to enhance their capacity in the drug data collection and analysis, because our assessment showed they are facing problems with weak law enforcement capacity.
And while most drugs are produced elsewhere and simply transit the Pacific on their way to bigger markets, a local drug culture is also taking hold.
We also seen drug production in some of the Pacific countries. The clandestine laboratory that manufacture methamphetamine, which indicates that they are also facing local consumption issues.